bless the Father. Amen.
When the storm around you rages, and you're tossed to and fro,
yes.
When you're faced with life's decisions, not sure which way to go, stand still,
amen.
And let God move,
amen.
Standing still is hard to do.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. My God, not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. Praise God. He's coming for me and everyone that believes and trusts Amen. In Him for their redemption. He's coming. Amen. Amen. I'm looking forward to Him coming, Brother James. I've been missing that amen back there, brother. Hallelujah. Amen. I messed up a little bit on the singing there. Brother Jerry was trying to lead the singing. I was on the wrong verse and everywhere else. But I had a brainstorm while he was leading the singing. I'm sitting there thinking, Brother Ed. I'm sitting there thinking, now we can save a bunch of money. I'm sitting there thinking, we go by where that post is right there. Go yonder way and utilize this area. Not have to buy as much. Utilize that porch out there. Tie it all in, you know what I mean? But anyway, my mind was somewhere else most time it is anyway. But I'm sitting there thinking, buddy, if we went this way and use what we got right here, then we could have a door right there going back yonder, amen. But anyway, I do too much thinking sometimes, amen. I'd like to welcome everybody here this morning. I don't know what the head count is, but I ain't seen this many here. Quite a while.
We're growing.
We had snow and ice, we had flood. Now we got daylight savings time. This sure is good to see all this people here this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother James. But I tell you what, we need to give that boy a raise. I know preachers that pay big money to get a grunt or anything. He's back there, amen, and right and left. Amen, brother. I'm with you. I'll tell you right now, buddy, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We say so little, I'm plumb embarrassed myself. I kind of overdo it. But we need to be just like Brother James back there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, all the promises in Christ Jesus are yea and what? Do it, Brother James.
Amen.
Yeah and amen. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. They're all true promises. I went to a preacher's conference yesterday, and to my amazement, they called on me to preach. I got up there and I said, buddy, I can't believe you called me to preach. I'm the least of the least here. There are big name preachers there. But Lord bless me, I made it through it, Casey. But I have to admit, I really just wanted to just kind of listen to some good preaching, you know. He said, let's get old Brother Ed here, Brother Preacher. I said, who? Me? You talking to me? He said, Brother Ed here. Well, anyway, I just preached on a short message. It was good, though. They liked it. Amen. It was all good up there. Hallelujah. I'm fired up. Amen. Good singing, brother. Good singing there, Joanne, Rita, Carolyn, Sharon, Brother Jerry playing that guitar. I can't even play a radio. Amen. John chapter 11. I'm going to read quite a bit of scripture here this morning. I don't have to read this much. Y'all just behind on your Bible reading. I'll try to get a little Word of God to you. I'm only going to use one verse, but I'm going to read quite a bit. I think this thing may be still on. I hear something up here. You don't want no microphones on around Brother Eddie. I'm a loud mouth. Amen. God said, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and I'll tell you right now, that thing there's one. That red light's over here. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you don't want Brother Eddie around nothing with the magnification. He needs a hearing aid. Or no, he needs earplugs, not hearing aids, amen. I got up there and got to preach. I saw them people turning their hearing aids down.
Yeah.
Rightly so, amen. I'm going to read all the way to verse 44 of John chapter 11, but I really could just read John chapter 11, verse 44 and preach this message. Because verse 44 is my text verse. But I want to bring everything into perspective by reading these 44 verses.
Yeah.
John chapter 11, starting in verse 1. Now there was a certain man, was sick. And usually when God names a certain man, He doesn't name him. But here He does. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And for all of you that always wondered which Mary that was that anointed the feet of Jesus, Well, this verse here tells you, it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Now, you can read about that account in Matthew chapter 26, verse number 7, about that Pharisee said, if this man was a prophet, he'd know this woman's a sinner. Listen, Jesus came in this world to save sinners. Paul said, amen, of whom I'm chief, I'm glad he can save the chiefest of sinners. I felt like I was just a little bit behind Paul myself. But anyway, therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Now, Jesus loved Lazarus. He loved Mary, and he loved her sister Martha. But it's her brother that's sick. Verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death,
right,
but for the glory of God. Now, they didn't get this, Brother Ed.
No.
So he helped them with it a little bit.
Yeah.
He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.
Amen.
Now that'll make more sense here in a minute.
Yeah.
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Make no mistake about it, he loves you too.
Oh yes, he does.
When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now, God's ways are not like your ways or my ways, but God's ways is always right.
Yeah.
What he's doing here is trying to help people know who he is and to know why he's here. He's trying to help them. Then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judah again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou hither again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. We talked about that a little bit in Sunday school this morning, that God's going to do more than daylight savings time. I mean, buddy, he's going to cut 1/3 of the light of the world away. Brother Jason got his phone out and said, Brother Ed, it's going to be a 4-hour day. I said, thank you, brother. I ain't smart enough to have a smartphone, but I've got one, amen. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there's no light in him. These things said he, after that he had said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Now, Sister Joanne just got through singing about, I'm going to get up.
Right.
I'm going to get up.
Yeah.
We are, sis.
Amen.
I'm kind of hoping to be up when he comes.
Yeah.
But if I am in the ground, I'm just going to borrow a spot.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave me eternal life,
amen,
Brother Ed.
Amen.
This is not an eternal place. This body ain't an eternal,
amen,
body.
Bless.
And I'm going to an eternal,
that's
home,
right,
amen.
That's right. Amen.
But she was right. She said, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up.
Amen.
We are. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we are.
That's why the Bible says, saw not as others which have no hope. We've not just got hope. It's a glorious hope. It's an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast. He said, I go that I may awake him out of sleep.
Yeah.
Verse 12, then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Jesus said therefore plainly, I'm sorry, I want to read this right. Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Now he just mentioned up here in verse 4, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Then he says here in verse 14, plainly, Lazarus is dead.
Yeah.
Now what he says next, I want you to really think about what Jesus says here.
That's right.
And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him.
Yeah.
Now, like them, we are slow to believe. God has given us everything we need.
Right.
One reason we're slow to believe, we're preoccupied.
Yeah, right.
We got other things on our mind.
Yes, right.
Jason, bless his heart, he reset the clock back there so we can be on time. I'm looking at how much time I got to preach.
Yeah.
You better believe I'm going to use every bit of it. Yeah, I don't know about y'all, but I need preaching.
Yeah.
I need to preach, and I need to preach it. Amen.
Amen.
God chose the foolish of preaching simple to save them that believe. I'm saved. I'll tell you what, there's a devil down here. I need to hear the word of God every night. I need to be reminded of who I am, where I'm going.
That's right.
One thing about preaching is you don't get stale, you get stirred, amen. You want to shout? Help yourself.
Amen.
Amen, Brother James. Jesus says something pretty profound right here. He says, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad. You can put that together. He said, I'm glad Lazarus is dead. Now, he wasn't worried about Lazarus. He knew what he was going to do. He knew what he was going to do, Brother Ed. But he said, I'm glad Lazarus was dead. Sometimes, buddy, God has to really work to get through us.
That's right.
We're kind of, I don't know, we're kind of like disconnected. I found out my toaster works a whole lot better when I plug it in. It still goes down, but it don't get hot. And the microwave, it'll do better when I plug it in. I can hit the button, it don't do nothing.
Yeah.
And the refrigerator don't work too good, Brother Donnie, if it ain't plugged in. Sometimes I ain't plugged in, you know what I mean? But here he's trying to get through. Here he's trying to convey to them, I'm glad Lazarus is dead.
Yeah.
And he says, to the intent that you might believe.
Yeah.
They struggled to believe. They had all evidence they needed to believe. We do too. Matter of fact, we've actually got more evidence than they did.
That's right.
There's nothing missing. I've got it all.
That's right. Amen.
Matter of fact, the Bible said we have to give the most earnest heed to this.
Yeah.
Lest we let it slip. I quoted a lot of scripture up there yesterday preaching. I didn't have no notes. I just kind of like preaching on the square like I used to. Just kind of winged it, but it went real good. Lord, he provided all I did proclaim.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Brother Ed, you turn him loose, I'll have to admit, I'm ready to preach to them in Rome and here too, amen.
Amen.
So hallelujah. Bible tells us be ready.
Yeah.
Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now that's significant. You see, the Lord tarried for a reason.
Yes, he did.
The Jews believed that you could get up out of the grave up to 3 days.
Yeah, that's right.
And after 3 days, they believed he was truly dead.
Yeah.
But they had belief and hope that you had 3 days that you could somehow come awake or come to yourself and set up and go like Lazarus did here. After 4 days, he could go have a meal and enjoy it. Amen. We were talking about eating earlier. Lord, I got a lot of liberty up here. Y'all better watch it. This may go further than I meant for it to go.
Amen.
Now, Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning her brother. Then Mary, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, it's about like us, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother not died. She's kind of blaming Jesus for taking too long to get there.
Yeah.
And we do the same thing. We're thinking, Lord, I wish you'd been here.
Amen.
And we don't, sometimes we do well, let God be God. Amen.
That's
right. And I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Mm-hmm. Jesus said unto her, now listen to this. It's about as plain as you can say it. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again.
Yeah.
Now he just said in verse 4, this sickness not unto death. He said there in verse 14, Lazarus is dead. Now he says to Martha, thy brother shall rise again. She don't really get it, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
So she says in verse 24, Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Now listen, that is true.
Yeah.
But the Lord's not talking about the last day. He's talking about now.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and I do believe in him. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. What a promise, what a blessing there. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now that's really important.
Yes, it is.
That kind of puts it where it needs to be.
Yeah, right.
Symbol, I've got eternal life.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to have it. I've got it already.
Amen.
I don't even think about dying no more.
Amen, brother.
I really don't. I mean, you can really enjoy life when you got eternal life.
Right.
When you don't have to worry about closing your eyes like when I was a young boy. James, I was afraid to close my eyes because I was afraid I'd wake up in hell. I knew about hell back when I was 10 years old.
Right.
Miranda.
Amen.
And I was always fearful of when I closed my eyes of maybe end up waking up in hell. I don't have that fear no more, praise God.
Amen.
Only fear I got now is waking up in heaven.
Amen.
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 Heaven's my home now. I'm not right. I tell you, I'm not going to hell. You couldn't push me there with a bulldozer. Praise God, I'm going to heaven. And I've got transportation provided. I'm leaving on the first load, glory to God. But Jesus says, whosoever liveth, now I'm alive today.
That's right.
And believeth in me, and I have already done that.
Yes.
He said, shall never die, and that is true.
Yeah.
And he says to all of us, believest thou this? That's what you need to believe.
Right.
And if you do believe that, you're going to enjoy life and life more abundantly. You're not going to live in fear. You're not going to worry about this or worry about that. You're going to say, God's got this. Yeah. Hey, I'm blessed. What's that song? I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed. Well, get on here. I've got much more scripture to read. He said, she saith unto him, yea, Lord. That sounds like the devil in Genesis chapter 3.
Yeah.
I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way. In other words, she spoke her mind, she's gone. You'll get that in a minute. And went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly. And in other words, she wasn't satisfied. Get this. She's gone to her sister secretly. Here's what she says, saying the master has come and call her for thee. He didn't call for Mary. You know, we do try to do God's work.
Yeah.
You know how it is without visiting, you know?
That's the truth.
It's God. Jonah said salvation of the Lord, but every now and then I think I can save somebody. God help them if I can. I'll tell you what, I'm glad God saved us such. I'm glad I got saved, Daddy.
Yes.
I'm enjoying being saved,
Shannon.
I enjoy the songs of God. I enjoy the testimony. I enjoy the shout. I enjoy them amens back there, Brother James. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. I'm telling you, brother, I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
But she says, the master calleth for thee. She's kind of conniving a little bit right here. And Mary, soon as she heard, that she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. She ran out to meet him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, she saw him, and she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. She said basically the same thing that Martha said. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit. God's touched by the feelings, our infirmities. He saw these tears.
Yeah.
And it moved
right.
him, Brother Ed.
Right.
Well, I don't want a God of rock. Wood. I want a God that been down here tempted always as right. I've been tempted, Jordan.
Yeah.
He knows what it's like
That's
to have
right.
to deal with the devil.
Yes, he does.
Knows what it's like to be tempted, to be tried, to be
right.
tested.
Yeah, man.
I want a God like that, Brother Mark. Praise God. He knows what old Brother Eddie Wade's going through. He knows what you're going through.
Yeah, he does.
Therefore, he's very present help. Time of trouble. This is a time of trouble. Man, this message ain't going nothing like I thought it was going to go. I'm not even sure we're going to even use what I've got over here. Well, I'm letting the Lord lead.
That's right.
Jesus, he saw these people weeping, and he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Shortest verse in your Bibles, verse 35. Jesus wept. Now listen, they're weeping. He groaned in the spirit. Now he's weeping. I want you to know there's a lot of emotion right here in this text we're reading. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus had been doing miracles.
Yeah.
But he's getting ready to do a greater miracle. And they're remembering the miracles that he done, Brother Mitchell. And they don't understand that he's getting ready to do a greater miracle, but he's doing it. He's on the way. Verse 38, "Then Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it."
Yeah.
Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, remember Martha that came to Jesus first?
Uh-huh.
Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." She don't really understand
uh-uh.
what's going on.
No, she don't.
She's got a worldly mind. And in her worldly mind, she can't understand that Jesus has refrained himself from coming on purpose to the intent that his disciples and that these two sisters and these Jews might believe. That's what this is all about. "Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" He's kind of bringing to her mind what he told her. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes. Whoa. I want you to picture this in your mind.
Yeah.
Here's Jesus with a bunch of people that are really struggling to believe that he's able to raise someone that's been dead 4 days, Jordan.
Yeah.
He already knew what he's going to do.
Yeah.
In case they're all weeping. Rightly so. We don't like burying our loved ones.
No.
We want to keep them.
Yes, we do.
We can't keep them down here, Brother Ed.
No.
But the Lord, He's keeping them for us.
That's right.
Amen.
We'll catch up to them soon enough.
Yeah.
We're bragging
right.
about getting in heaven. Who's going to run the fast? I don't care. I'm just going to be running. Amen.
Right. Amen.
I'm
going
to run as fast as I can.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus already knows what He's going to do.
Yeah.
They're all
right.
struggling, kind of in unbelief. Kind of disbelief. They're thinking we're wasting our time here, and yet they're weeping, and really in their weeping, they're struggling to believe that he can do something too. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee." You need to get in the habit of doing that.
Yes, right. Lord.
Amen.
"That thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." You see, Jesus' mission is that they might realize who he is.
That's right.
that they might believe him to do everything they need him to do. Nothing's impossible with him. All things are possible through him. He's showing himself to be God here. Verse 43, and when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice. I like that.
Yes.
I'm telling you, everybody in that graveyard, they heard this loud voice, but he named one specific. He called one by name. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Now here's our text verse. This is really all I wanted to read to preach today. The rest of it was just on me and on God. We need our Bible. We need to read more of it.
Right, that's right.
Verse 44, pay attention. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes.
Amen.
And his face was bound.
Amen.
I'm preaching about bondage today. I want you to understand how bound Lazarus was.
Yeah.
And as bound as he was, Brother Ed, he hears someone say, Lazarus, come forth. And as bound as he was, I don't know if he's jumping like a jumping bean or a pogo stick, but he's bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin, and Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. We'll stop our reading right there. I'm preaching on bondage today. Father, we thank you for what we've just read. Lord, thank you for putting that in the Word of God. Lord, even right now it gives us hope. Even right now, Lord, it gives us help. And I know it helped those that were there the day that you did what we just read. And Lord, even this day, Father, we know you change not. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord, help us, I pray, to give the utmost earnest heed, Father, to this message today. And Lord, we give you all the praise and glory. Ask for your help in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching about bondage today. Lord, led me in this direction. I'm almost positive I'm going to preach a series on this. I don't know. I don't know after this message today, but let me say this first of all. Many are living in bondage today. Even in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, we still get entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That's in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. By the way, that was a church that Paul is addressing, and he's telling them, you've got liberty. Why are you getting in bondage? Brother Ed told me that they had paid this church off. They're not making payments on it. You see, I go buy a new truck, Brother Jordan, it's just in payments. Now somebody said, Brother Eddie, like he did over in Bethel, they bought Brother Rick a new truck. But the reason they did, he's a great man of God, a great pastor, and he drives so much. They saw that he was driving like what I drive, a dilapidated old truck, but he still got it, still drives it, and I still drive mine. But they had the means. The church is paid for. They support something like 150 missionaries. They've got the means to do that. I'm just glad that we, even being a little church, we're able to support missionaries.
Amen.
We're able to give money. And I praise God that He's given unto us. And the Bible said the Lord loves a cheerful giver.
Right.
Don't be a begrudging giver when it passes the plate. When you have an opportunity to say, Lord, this belonged to you anyway. I'm just honoring you in the tithing area.
That's right.
Well, like I said, I'd be driving a brand new truck with them payments, amen. But you know, the bondage of debt, the bondage of this, the bondage of that, even though I'm saved, even though I've got glorious liberty in Jesus, if I'm not careful, I can end up in bondage. And Brother Don, next thing I know, I'm charging God foolishly for mistakes that I made myself, amen.
Right. Yeah.
One thing about old Job, but he said, the Lord give up, the Lord take it away. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And his wife come up and said, doest thou retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. He said, you speak like a foolish woman. Shall we not receive good at the hand of the Lord? Shall we not receive also evil? I want you to know, buddy, God didn't charge God foolishly. He said, thank God. Everything I've got, he's given to me.
Amen.
Brother, he gave me more than I deserve.
Amen.
I look this way and there's handfuls on purpose. I look that way and there's handfuls. Brother Mitchell, I look this way and there's handfuls. And I look that way and there's handfuls. I look up there and there's no truckloads.
Amen.
He's just waiting to dump them out, Sybil. See what I mean? We've got everything we need and then some. Anyway, bondage.
Amen.
Bondage. Y'all see my old bald head? Don't bother me a bit. If I got money, I'll get some hair back on my head. My courting day's over with.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about how I look no more. I did try to shave this morning. Bondage. Y'all listened to me real good. Bondage. Oh, Lord, God, have to help me. This message, I've got a lot of territory to cover, and I'm not in a hurry.
That's right.
Usually I am. I'm taking my time here. Somebody said it. You don't want the surgeon getting in a hurry when you have a heart surgery. You want him to take his time.
That's right.
Well, I'm kind of taking my time. You know what I mean?
Bless you.
And bondage. We get in bondage. And if we're not careful, first thing we do is we start kind of blaming God that He hadn't done something about the mistakes that we made that brought us into bondage. That's not the kind of bondage I'm talking about.
That's right.
Kind of bondage I'm talking about. It's going to be really hard to preach this message today. Kind of bondage I'm talking about is not understanding the liberty that we have in Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody tells you, do this, do that, do this, do that. Listen, mine's done.
Right.
I want you to know I'm not trying to do anything. I'm enjoying what's already been done on my behalf. I accepted the finished work of Calvary. You can't add to it. You can't take away from it.
No,
he didn't make a down payment. He made payment in full. I'm not my own. I've been bought and paid for. I'm just kind of enjoying what days the Lord's given me to live till He comes for me. And when He comes, going home.
Amen.
This ain't home.
That's right.
A lot of bodies down here.
Amen.
That old arthritis,
awful.
You couldn't even understand. Somebody said, going over into the sissies. And I'm not that old, but I'm starting to understand the statement, amen.
Amen.
I mean, your knee hurts when you've been pushing on that clutch on that old tractor, and your knee hurts, you know, and you think, man, I didn't do like that years gone by. That's right, the years have gone by, amen. Yesterday I was looking for my glasses and I had them on. Through weakness of our flesh, Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Jesus told His disciples, pray ye that you enter not into temptation. And what they do? They fell asleep.
That's right.
You know what He said to them, Miranda? He said, the spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak. You see,
right.
We all know we need to pray. Why don't we? I'm going to tell you why. You got a fleshly aspect.
That's right.
Jesus didn't have no problem praying, even though He was God in the flesh. Man, He knew there wasn't no exception. He had to pray for Himself, for ourself. The devil down here, he understood full well. We see in part and understand in part. But I want you to know, He saw it all. He understood what was really going on.
Amen.
The disciples, they sleeping because they didn't understand.
Right.
We don't understand.
No, we don't.
Old song says, trust and obey.
Right.
No other way. To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Y'all ain't gonna sit in front no more, are you? Up in that preacher's conference yesterday, I'm preaching the truth with white hair on their head. Didn't mean that like it sounded there, Brother Jerry. They're my seniors. Brother Andrew Phipps was sitting there right there on the front row. Got the preacher with me.
Amen.
But there was a lot of young preachers there too. Oh, I was trying to idea that all this young preacher, this little preacher could do.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, God blessed it so well I couldn't mess it up. I couldn't mess it up. Man, I'll go through that anytime he wants me to go through that. I'm surprised that the man called me to preach, but I found out it was meant to be. I mean, the message was what God wanted for the hour. But listen, through the weakness of our flesh, we'll find out we'll be doing more sleeping than we're doing praying. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what? That's already figured in.
That's right.
We'd be better off if we prayed, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
Whether I pray or whether I don't pray, I still go to Him.
Amen.
Amen. I want to pray.
Yeah.
And I do pray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't say I pray more or even enough. I just kind of hit at it. Yeah. There's been times I've had to stop. I remember one night back when we lived between Glasgow and Edmonton, Brother Jerry. We was watching a movie like most families do, kind of sit back on it, leave. We're watching a movie, and a big storm hit. And I mean, the house got to shaking, and the windows got to rattling. First thing I thought, buddy, I better go pray. And I'm headed to the back bedroom where I done all my praying at, Brenda. I didn't make it. I want you to know, I fell down right there in the hall. I said, Lord, I can't make it to the bedroom. Please watch over us. Please protect us. Please don't let us be destroyed by the storm. I mean, this thing was coming down.
Right.
Sometimes it's urgent.
Yeah, it is.
I'm glad, praise God, He had mercy. We were spared. Amen. I didn't know if we was going to make it. I mean, this house is shaking more than Elvis Presley in a song concert. Amen. I mean, buddy, we were shaking in our fear. We were shaking because of the storm. Our house was shaking. Lightning was striking out there on the ground. I tried to get to the bedroom. Sometimes you have moments like that in prayer. Listen, we get in bondage because of the weakness of our flesh. We get in bondage through the snares of our enemy. Let me tell you something. The devil wants you. He wants to sift you like wheat.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to get you entangled, discouraged, where you're ready to quit.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen, Brother James.
Yeah, right.
Bless you, buddy.
Yeah. Amen.
You see, that's what we need.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Amen. We don't need silence. No. We need to praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We need that. There's a devil down here.
Yes.
Every one of y'all been dealing with him all week long, we like it or not. He ain't going away. He walk about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Sometimes he's on the preacher, and sometimes he's on you, but we all have to deal with him one way or another, amen. But through the snares of our enemy Satan, through the lack of prayer and consideration, those disciples didn't really understand how the seriousness of what Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. He gave them that warning.
Yeah.
And they didn't heed the warning. Verse 40, they're asleep. Of Matthew 26. Verse 43, they're asleep. Verse 45, they're asleep. And this time he said, sleep on. I mean, buddy, he's done with them.
Yeah.
And listen, they were sleeping while he was praying. Then Peter done the unthinkable. Matthew chapter 26, same chapter. Verses 69 through 75, he denied that he even knew the Lord.
Yes, he did.
There he did.
Three times. And on the third time, he cursed.
Yes.
Lord didn't strike him with lightning. I make mistakes all the time, Joy. I don't like it. But I'm glad he saved me with an everlasting salvation. I'm glad he's going to present me without fault.
Yeah.
In his presence with exceeding joy.
Yes.
I just can't measure up.
Amen.
I come short. He measured me up.
Yeah.
Right.
He made me accepted in the beloved.
Yes, he did.
I owe it all to him. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I just can't meet it. I can't.
Amen.
I think the Bible said, man, his best state's altogether vanity. That's all I can come up with.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's Psalms 139, verse 4. But I know it's in Psalm, man, his best state's altogether vanity. Praise God.
Yes.
Jesus makes a difference.
Yes,
he
does.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, I'm preaching about bondage. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You see through these disciples, they didn't understand how serious this matter was. How they kind of dropped the ball. The Bible tells us that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 26, that Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, verse 27. In other words, he made a good choice.
Amen.
When you have a choice to have Egypt or God, let go of Egypt and hold on to God.
That's right.
Now, you're going to be propositioned a lot down here. Sometimes you say, who will know? You remember Moses killed that Egyptian?
Yeah.
He looked this way and that way, and the next day somebody said, you're going to kill me like you did that Egyptian? Somebody was looking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you're going to be propositioned.
Amen.
Somebody's going to say, nobody's going to try a little of this.
Yeah.
Listen, I want you to know this message series I'm preaching on, I don't want you being bondage.
Right.
I don't.
Amen.
I want you, I'm enjoying the journey.
Amen.
I want you to enjoy the riches of Christ.
Amen.
I want you to enjoy the good things of God.
Amen.
There's no reason you can't start. I want you to say, boy, God been good to me. Oh, listen, He has been good to us, whether we admit it or not. But boy, He's been good to us, Brother Head. I want you to know my cup's running over right now. And the reason it is because the goodness of God has been bestowed upon me now. I want you to know God been good to me. God help us to find someone to thank Him for it, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Publicly or privately. I'm telling you, that's the reward of His suffering, amen.
Yes.
But Moses, he chose God over Egypt. Listen, this church in Galatia, they had left the grace of God and returned to the law of God in Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. I do want to read that. I feel like if I try to quote it, I'd break a mess of it. But he tells them here in Galatians chapter 5, verse 7, he said, you did run well. You know, my truck sometimes it runs well, and sometimes Donnie said, what's wrong with your truck? I said, I don't know. Missing something. But you know, when I raise the hood, I find a problem. Most time it's a simple problem. But this church was having a problem. And what he said to this church we're at, he said, what happened? You did run well.
Yeah.
A lot of churches today, they're not running well, Brother Ed.
Amen.
They've substituted the things of God for the things of the world, and they're paying the price for it.
That's right.
I don't know about you, Tammy, but I want the real.
Yeah.
I don't want the fake.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I want the blessing.
Yeah, that's right.
I see somebody getting the blessing, I want to get in on it.
That's right.
I want to get some of it, amen. I see enough of this fake stuff.
That's
you know what?
Right.
God said makes him throw up. I don't want fake.
No.
I want blessings.
Real,
you know what? I can have all the blessings
that's
I want.
Right.
I can have as many blessings I want.
That's right. Yeah.
All I've got to do is let Him be God.
That's
this
right.
Church had got tangled up in bondage because they was trying to do something that only God could do.
That's right.
And it got them in trouble,
Amen.
Brother. Amen. They began in grace. They began in joy. They began, cut running over. Now they're kind of worried.
Yeah.
He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you? Probably got a lot of answers on that.
Amen.
That preacher. That deacon. That song leader. That piano player.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
I'll tell you right now, buddy. We do have a lot of things that we need to be mindful of.
Yeah,
right. I want this church to be the most exciting place to be.
Amen.
Amen.
As far as a church and worship and God is.
Amen.
Yes.
Y'all pray for me, please. I'm very serious about the work of God.
Amen.
I need your prayer. I'll tell you right now,
Amen.
Pray for your preacher. The devil hates preachers that are committed, that are called of God to preach.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not no cakewalk. And I'll tell you right now, I look forward to coming preaching to you.
Amen.
I want you to look forward to coming here. I want the message to help you.
Amen.
I don't want it to be what thus saith Brother Eddie. I want it to be what thus saith the Lord.
That's right.
I want you to say, boy, I'm glad I went to church today. I needed somebody.
Right.
Hey, listen, if there's something wrong with the preaching, it may be because you didn't pray for the preacher. Please pray for me. I'm very serious about the work. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, who did hinder ye? That you should not obey the truth. Now looking in the blame game today, What's it, Mr. Potato Head been canceled? That cat had a red hat. That's all it took. Man, let's cancel corporate culture. You know where that's going, don't you?
Yeah.
It's headed towards us.
That's right.
They're going to call us non-essential. I don't know about them, but I need.
Amen.
I need the Word of God. I need to hear from God. I need the blessing of God. I don't want to dry up. I don't want to be twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Hey, I want to be blossoming and blooming, bearing fruit. Amen. Hey, He's coming back. I want Him to say, well done, Landmark Baptist Church. Amen.
Come on.
Yeah. Yes, amen. Listen, this church had got entangled. They're in bondage like a lot of churches today. They've been better off just stay what they were. You know, the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. Right. Nobody don't tell you there's a septic tank underneath it. But it always looks greener. Amen. And I was kind of talking about contentment on the way up here. Look, I'm content to be a little preacher. I'm content to be a pastor of a little church. And when God sees fit, I'll be a bigger preacher. And the church will be a bigger church. But let the Lord do it. Amen.
Amen.
They had left the thing that was needed. They had left the grace of God. They had returned to the law of God. Let me put this as just clear as crystal. I can't keep them.
No.
That's right.
That's my schoolmaster.
Yeah, that's right.
It brought me to Christ.
Yes.
You see, that helped me realize that I had sinned,
right,
come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
It didn't save me.
No.
It just kind of pointed me in the right direction.
That's right.
Put a finger on the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because of that, I saw that I was a sinner.
Amen.
And you know, I can't keep them. Well, this church was trying to.
Yeah.
This church had left the grace of God,
yes,
and they were catering to the law of God. The law brings bondage.
Yes, it does.
I'm finally getting where I'm going, I think. The Bible said that Christ, listen to these verses, please. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13.
Amen.
Christ is the end of the law of righteousness, for righteousness to everyone that believeth. I believe April 27th, 1988, and the old account was settled. I was guilty, but I've been forgiven. I was guilty, but I've been pardoned. I was lost, but I've been purchased.
Amen.
Now, praise God, I'm enjoying. Amen. I'm enjoying the blessing of Christ that's been bestowed upon me abundantly. Christ, Brother Jerry, blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, took it out of the way. I'm glad he's a carpenter. Nailing it to his cross.
Yeah.
Having spoiled principalities and powers. You know, we can't do nothing about our government. I mean, I hate to say it like this, but they should never have been given an opportunity to do what they're doing in this country.
Right.
I can't do nothing about it.
Amen.
I can't do nothing about the devil neither, Jordan. My buddy Jesus did.
Amen.
You know what he did? He took it right there. He took that over to the cross. And he said, paid for by the blood.
Amen.
Whew.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Good. I'm telling you, buddy, I'm as saved as I've ever been in my life.
Yes.
I want you to know I'm as saved as I've ever been in my life.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to meeting Him that died for me and loved me and gave Himself for me. It's coming back for me. It's going to present me without spot, without blemish, in His presence with exceeding joy.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to that song.
Yes, Lord.
Get a little down here sometime, but I'm going up.
Right.
I'm not going to stay down.
Right.
Going up.
Amen.
How far are you going? Going all the way up. Amen. I'm going further than a Sputnik. I'm going further than the Apollos, whatever they name them starships. I'm going further. Amen. That scripture I just quoted you, that's Colossians chapter 2. verse 14 through 15. Now you listen real good and I'll be done. The bondage of I can't live it. Well, I can't neither.
That's right.
But Paul said the life that I now live,
yeah,
I live by Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You see Christ in me.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes you want to say.
Right.
That's what makes you want to shout.
Amen.
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Yes.
Christ in us.
Amen.
Man, I've been made whole. I had an emptiness, but I don't have no emptiness no more. I got a fountain springing up now, artesian well. You know, when it comes about it, I mean, it's all I can do to hold it back.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say, go get me another bucket, amen. I'm running over.
Yeah.
Hey, I pour it out everywhere I go. But I want you to know Christ, amen. Hey, glory to God. He saved me. He bought me. He paid me. And listen, the bondage of I can't live it. I've heard it.
Amen. That's right.
A witness. When I was a young boy,
yeah,
I grew up with a man. I asked Sharon if she knew him or not. She said she wasn't kin to him. His name is Steve Wheeler. He was the son of Jesse and Barbara Wheeler. They lived over on Davis Street.
Mm-hmm.
We was best friends. Had we meet, I had a set of walkie-talkies. That's all it took. He said, let me use one of them. And we became instant friends. We went all the way. And my cousin, Steve Ford, got killed in a trucking accident. And as sad as it was, at his funeral, I met this man that I'd grown up with. He was a pretty good sized fellow. And I said, Steve, are you saved? You know what he said, Brother Mitchell? Here's what he said. He said, yes, but I ain't like you. I can't live it. And I'm sitting there thinking, Steve, you've missed the whole thing, buddy.
Right.
Because it's Christ living in us.
Right.
Not us living it, but Him living in us.
Right, right.
Him, amen, proceeding from us.
Right.
That's us, amen, to be able to live righteous, godly soul in this world. It's through Him, amen, we live and move and have our being. He said, I can't live it.
That's right.
If that's you today, would you admit it and tell Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? He can do something about it.
Amen.
He can fix it.
Yes, he can.
Yes, he could.
You know what? After he fixes it, you'll say, praise God, I can't live it.
Amen.
I agree. Without Jesus, I can't live it. But through Him, I can. Amen. He's my sufficiency. He's my Savior. He's the one I call upon when I'm in trouble.
Amen.
Listen, if you can admit it, if you can admit that you can't live it, Christ can set you free from that bondage and give you victory over it. Paul said that the law brought him to Jesus, but after he got to Jesus, he didn't have to do no more.
That's right.
We're complete in Christ, Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. And without Christ, you come up short, Romans 3, 23. I want to read a little something to you here. This will help you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There was a man that had a son that ran away from home. Just call him prodigal. And he went out like the prodigal son. He got his feel of the world.
Yeah.
You know how it is. You have a little pity part. I'll just run away. I'll show them.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't ever do that, did you, Casey? Did you ever think it?
No.
Well, I did. What's wrong with y'all? He goes, yeah, there's one on his finger. Sorry, tonight. We have a little pity party. I'll show mama. I'll show dad. I'll just run away. Oh, that'll fix them all. You sure he didn't do that? Oh, she looked me right in the eye and said, no, what are you doing? Hey, man, see, this boy, he said, he's a little rebellious. He said, I'll do slave. I'll show you. Well, he left. He's gone a long time, Amanda. Long enough to run out of money, you know what I mean? And then he called his daddy collect.
Right.
And he said, Daddy, can I come home? You know what I mean? It's pretty cold out there. I do remember my dad saying, there's a door, but it's cold out there.
Yeah.
And you know what? That kind of scared me enough. I stayed in the house every day. But I didn't want to leave. I had to.
Oh, yeah.
Larry, this boy got out there, and he got cold, and he got hungry. And he called his dad, Carol. He called him collect. He said, Dad, can I come home? His dad said, sure, son. He said, can you send me some help so I can make it home? His dad said, sure, son. Brother James, next day, his dad nailed him a Bible. That boy, That boy got that box, Brother Ed, opened it up, expected it to be full of money and stuff. You know what he did? He slammed that Bible down and he got mad. We do that every now and then.
Yeah, we do.
He said, I'm going to walk all the way home. And I'm going to show my dad a thing or two. He said, he don't even care about me. Sybil, that boy, mad as he was, the journey wasn't no problem at all. He stomped all the way home. When he got home, Brother Jerry, oh boy, was he a dead end for it, Brenda. He said, I thought you cared about me. I thought you loved me. I thought you was going to help me get home. His dad said, did you open up that Bible? He said, no. He said, well, you need to, son. Yeah, you ain't kidding. Never sold all the bills I do. He's been packing it all the way. God done the same thing for us. He said, I'm sending you help. Just open up the Bible. You get all the help you need. But you know what? That boy missed it all the way around. There's a lot of people right now, they're missing it all the way around. They're in bondage there because they can't get the message. They can't receive it. They can't believe it. And they do well, like Jonah, to be angry. And they're blaming God. They're blaming everybody but themselves. They just need to open the book and they can find all the help they need. There's a world of people out there like that.
Right.
Oh my, they're right and you're wrong. It don't take them long to get that point across. Well, listen, that boy was speechless. And so are we when we see what our Heavenly Father has placed in the Bible to help us get home. I'm going home one of these days, beloved. I'm on my 18th time reading my Bible through. I just realized I've been preaching since 1992, that means next year old Brother Eddie be preaching for 30 years. I'm getting on up her, amen. I didn't think I'd been preaching that long. But next year, I will have been preaching for 30 years. And I'm looking forward to it. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yes.
Next year, I will have been saved 34 years. I was 34 years old when I got saved. I'm going to live more for God than I did for myself when I got saved. I think the Lord's going to bless me real good next year. I'm looking for next year to be a good year, amen. But you know what? Whether I do or whether I don't, I'm still going to heaven. Hey, I'm not going to be brought into no bondage. I'm going to shout. I'm going to sing. I'm going to give praise and glory while I got breath in this body. I'm going to say thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
You should do the same too.
Yes.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this message today, Lord. What great truths have been told here today. Bless this congregation, Lord. We commit our cares to you. We cast our burdens upon you. We trust in you, Lord. We depend upon you for everything that we have need of. You promised to supply our needs out of your riches and glory. Thank you for that promise. Bless us and help us each day. Lord, I pray not to get back into that bondage of blaming God and being bitter. And Lord, just Lord, help us to stay on the side of joy and on the side of rejoicing and the things of God. Lord, help us, I pray, not to get back into bondage. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to get Brother Jerry, please. If he would get maybe a verse, invitation on him. I'd like to ask you to stand. Like I said, I don't know. Maybe you can't live it. But I'll tell you one thing. You tell Jesus about it, he can help you.
That's right.
He sure can. And I'll tell you right now, he helped me, and I know if he helped me, he can help you. Amen.
Number 122 in the Blue Book.